KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny, 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. A slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, the U.S. Small Business Administration is offering a Boots to Business Reboot entrepreneurship training program for veterans and their spouses on Tuesday, June 28th, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Council Bluffs Chamber of Commerce in Council Bluffs. Officials say Boots to Business Reboot introduces veterans to the fundamentals of business ownership and leads participants through the key steps for evaluating business concepts and developing a business plan. It's available free to veterans, National Guard reservists, and their spouses. Part one of the course is a one-day introduction to entrepreneurship program. Part two is an eight-week online course called Foundations for Entrepreneurship that's led by instructors from the Institute for Veteran and Military Families at Syracuse University that offers an in-depth instruction on the elements of a business plan, techniques, and tips for starting a business. Applicants must complete the one-day course to be eligible for the eight-week course. The SBA says after completing Boots to Business Reboot, participants will have the tools and knowledge they need to identify a business opportunity, draft a business plan, connect with local resources, and launch their own small business. The training program is free, but you're responsible for the cost of your own lunch. To register or for more information, call Vicki Corbin at 712-325-1000. A U.S. District Court judge in Pottawatomie County Wednesday sentenced 27-year-old Nicholas M. Malone of Ottawa to 5 years in prison for being a felon in possession of firearms and possession of stolen firearms. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says Judge John Jarvie also sentenced Malone to 3 years of supervised release following completion of his sentence. Malone entered his guilty pleas on February 23rd to illegally possessing stolen firearms based on his arrest on June 5th of 2015 by the Council Bluffs Police. At the time of his arrest, Malone was operating a stolen pickup truck and found to be in possession of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, a loaded .40-caliber handgun, and a Tika 204 rifle, along with assorted ammunition. The firearms and ammunition had been reported stolen out of Oakland prior to Malone's arrest. The matter was investigated by the Council Bluffs PD with the support of the ATF and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Sheriff's deputies in Audubon County say they arrested a man on an OWI charge Wednesday night. 44-year-old Brian Nielsen Hoffman of Exira was charged with OWI first offense following a traffic stop at around 9 p.m. Wednesday in Exira. Hoffman was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before a magistrate. The Harlan Police Department yesterday released its weekly report on arrests and incidents. Officials say a Cass County woman was arrested this past Monday following a traffic stop. 48-year-old Bianca Simons of Griswold was arrested for OWI. She was also cited for passing contrary to highway markings and open container as a driver. A passenger in the vehicle, 54-year-old Russell Shearer of Elliott, was arrested on an active Cass County warrant. On Tuesday, Harlan police issued a warrant for 41-year-old Michael Stessman of Defiance after officers were called to a domestic disturbance in a 3000 block of 12th Street. Stessman later turned himself in on a charge of domestic abuse assault for allegedly injuring a woman from Harlan. Also arrested Tuesday was 41-year-old Maurice Bryant of Omaha, who was charged with domestic abuse assault for allegedly striking a woman from Harlan during a domestic disturbance that took place in the 2300 block of 9th Street. Last Sunday, Harlan police arrested 43-year-old Larry Lange of Omaha on a charge of public intoxication. On that same day, a couple from Westphalia reported that their 2001 Oldsmobile van had been taken from the Shopko parking lot, and that case remains under investigation. On May 27th, police in Harlan arrested 11-year-old Caden Stevens of Harlan on a reckless use of fire charge following an investigation into a May 23rd garage fire in the 1700 block of 6th Street. Stevens was transported to the Council Bluffs Juvenile Detention Center and referred to juvenile court. On May 25th, 58-year-old Robert Murtaugh of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct after officers were called to a disturbance in the 100 block of Court Street. And Harlan police report also that 49-year-old Timothy Turner of Harlan was arrested May 24th for trespassing. On May 21st, 57-year-old David Thies of Avoca was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. And on May 19th, 30-year-old Missy Jo Rothman of Harlan was arrested for driving while revoked. The Harlan Police Department reports the driver of a vehicle involved in a minor accident was cited on May 24th. Marcus Ruschenberg of Harlan, was cited for leaving the scene of an accident after his 2005 Pontiac came into contact with a 2015 Chevrolet driven by Lavera Stern of Harlan. The mishap occurred as Ruschenberg was traveling south on 12th Street and Stern was traveling northbound. The vehicles hit as they were turning west onto Chatburn Avenue. Damage amounted to $1,500. Officials at the Iowa DNR said Thursday that even though water pressure had been restored, a boil advisory remained in effect for the city of Newmarket in Taylor County until bacteria samples could be collected to ensure the water was safe. The boil advisory had been issued Wednesday when boring for fiber optics lines hit a water main at around 11 a.m. A loss in water pressure can allow bacteria to enter the system, which is why the boil advisory was put into place. Residents of Newmarket are being advised to boil all their water, let it boil for 1 minute, and let it cool before using for drinking or bottled water. Boiled or bottled water should be used for drinking, making iced tea, brushing teeth, and food preparation until further notice. Boiling kills the bacteria and other organisms that may be present in the water. The water may be used for bathing and other similar purposes. And general guidelines on ways to lessen the risk of infection by microbes when a boil advisory is issued are available from the EPA's Safe Drinking Water Hotline at 800-426-4791. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, more jobs are being cut at a plant in Northwest Iowa that manufactures hydraulic pumps and motors. The Eaton Corporation plans to eliminate 70 jobs at its plant in Spencer. Plant manager Tony Neese says 23 employees will be out of work within 60 days, while the others will be let go over the next year.
We met with all of our employees here at the site, talked about the continued market declines and things that Eaton has seen since really 2015, you know, things that are occurring into this year.
Just under a year ago, Eaton cut 49 workers at the Spencer facility and forced all employees to take a week off without pay. There are currently 180 workers at the plant. Those who are losing their jobs will receive a severance package and help finding other work.
They're eligible to explore opportunities within Eaton at other locations if that is what they want to do. But we also want to assist anybody that's looking for new roles here in the region as well.
The Ohio-based Eaton Corporation opened the Spencer plant in 1974, and at one time it was the largest employer in Spencer. And after decades of planning and construction, the final pieces are being assembled to make Highway 20 a four-lane thoroughfare all the way across Iowa from Sioux City to Dubuque. The U.S. 20 Corridor Association is celebrating by unveiling a list of honorees and heroes of the project. Association President Shirley Phillips said the 85 people played a role in the development and construction of the key highway.
This wasn't a one-person mission. This was took a whole village to get this project done, and we want to make sure that everybody is at least acknowledged.
Phillips says it's been a very long journey, but the border-to-border four-lane highway is nearly finished.
We can't wait until the end. It's supposed to be completed by the end of 2018, and they are moving on almost every mile of the gap right now. Some type of construction, either surveying, moving utilities, dirt work, and or construction.
The first miles of the four-lane U.S. 20 in Iowa were built in Woodbury County and opened in 1958. Since then, individuals, organizations, businesses, and leaders legislators have advocated for completion of the statewide four-lane road. You can find out more at www.4lane20.com. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.